Next case, please.
Okay, the next application is 11,697 Dwayne R. Fair and Mona L. Fair seek variances to reduce the front yard and side yard setback sections 115-42B and 115-182D and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Vacation Road, approximately 220 feet west of Independence Drive. The 911 address is 31067 Vacation Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 81. Specifically, they're asking a 1.4-foot variance for the house, a 4.7-foot variance for the shed, a four-foot variance for the porch, an 11-foot variance for the steps that are in the front. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sherry Swain, 401 Franklin Street, Georgetown, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Craig Alamon. I'm here on behalf of the applicant from Tunnel and Razor. If I could direct everyone's attention to the survey that's there in the file. As you can see, the subject property at hand has unique physical circumstances and conditions. The lot is narrow, and the asphalt driveway, when you're looking, is almost in the very center of the lot. With the existing dwelling and the shower room built off to the right. The Class C home, according to neighbors, has had the same footprint since 1984. Now, my client, the Fairs, bought the property in 2014. They have not altered anything. They bought it just the way they're trying to sell it now. Now, at the time of their purchase, their lender did not require a survey. So, opting to save money, they decided to forego one. However, they're now trying to sell the property, and the new buyers ordered a survey and uncovered the longstanding problems that we're trying to address this evening. The buyers do want to buy the property in its current condition, as long as the variance, of course, is granted. The neighboring property owners have voiced support for the variance and also supplied us with the information that the Class C home has been there since 1984. Now, the property cannot otherwise be developed. As you can see, this is a small lot with limited building space, and compliance with the front setback would require the part of the house, the screen porch, and the steps would have to be demolished. The entire structure would be rendered uninhabitable. Therefore, bulldozing the structure and rebuilding, unfortunately, is financially impossible for the Fairs, who wish to sell the property in its current condition. Therefore, rebuilding would constitute an exceptional practical difficulty for them. Now, compliance with the side setback of the 10 feet would require destruction of the entire shower room, which is equipped with its own electric, heat, water, expensive tiles, and a complete boardwalk, which would also constitute an exceptional practical difficulty. Without the variance, the property owners cannot reasonably use the property, and unfortunately we'll be unable to sell the property. Now, as we went over, the issues that are at hand were not created by the applicant. They bought the property in 2014 and did not make any changes or modifications to it and are trying to sell it now. Now, the variance, if authorized, would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood in which the property is located, nor would it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or the adjacent property, nor would it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the property has been there in that neighborhood in its current condition since 1984, just about as long as I've been alive. The minimum variances that we're asking is, if authorized, would represent the minimum variance that would afford relief and that would represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue. Now, Ms. Swain, you've been working with the applicants for the sale of their property. Have you heard everything that I've shared tonight?
Yes.
And all the information that I provided, has it been complete and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. We're ready for any questions.
I
have no questions.
Mr. Russ?
Just to make sure I'm clear, your client bought the property in 2014.
Yes, sir.
Is, with no
survey.
Done.
That's correct.
And there's no record of any variances on this property?
Not on this property, no.
Prior to that?
Not that we have record of, no.
Thank you.
Mr. Bacon?
Certificate of compliance, was that issued at that time?
We do not think so, because the fee was not waived. They did pay the $400 fee. So we don't think that a CO was ever issued.
Okay, the accessory structure, okay?
The shower room?
Shower. Was that put on, or what, did you get that?
According to the neighbors, that has been there since the 80s as well. But what we do know is that when the Ferris bought it, it was just in its current condition, current footprint. They made no modifications.
Okay. No other questions?
No questions.
Yeah. Do you have septic in this property, or is it sewer?
Yeah, your well and septic.
Okay, and are those located in the rear?
Yes, and I was looking on the survey, and it does not indicate them, but yes, they are located there in the rear.
So would that make it difficult to move the structures into compliance?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. And even the shower couldn't be moved on the other side of the house?
Oh, no, it's the shower is not just the shower head, just the plumbing. It's an actual, an entire room, and that could not be easily moved. It would require a complete demo of the boardwalk, of the entire structure. It has cabinets, interior heating. It's almost like a luxury shower box.
And you mentioned it was a Class C mobile home?
Yes, it's Class C.
Is it on a foundation?
Yes, it's on a permanent foundation.
So like concrete?
That's
permanent,
right.
Foundation?
That's correct.
And you said the neighbors don't have any issue with
that? That's correct. The neighbors to the right, the ones where the shower and everything is closest to, they're the ones that called and said, hey, do I need to be there? And we said, no, you don't have to come unless you oppose. And they're the ones that supply the information about the footprint's been the same since the early 80s.
I have no further questions.
Okay. I have no further ones. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,697. The applicant has certainly addressed the criteria for the variance. The uniqueness of the property is, I don't know, it's 79 by 150, and that's in the rear, it's it looks like it's on an angle, so that would make it unique in that respect. Can I otherwise be developed? It's a small lot. They're not going to develop anything more on there. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. It's not created by the applicant. The applicant thought this was in compliance at all times. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And that includes the...
The shower room.
The shower, mm-hmm. Also. You knew where I was going real mm-hmm. quick. Good. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, because the neighborhood... changing anything on the property. It's been there for how long now?
31 years.
Just touching my
math.
Yeah. Okay. and it's a minimum variance that to give relief.
Okay, we have a second for that.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker, second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 11,697. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. By vote 5-0, case number 11,697 is approved.
Great. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening.